WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merrymaids. Call now, 595-1111, or go to merrymaids.com. Merrymaids, relax, it's done. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. A two-vehicle crash south of College Station Friday night killed a Bryan man and injured three others. DPS identified the fatality as 61-year-old Pedro Antonio Cisneros. A passenger in his car, 54-year-old Maria Cruz of Bryan, was transported to College Station Medical Center in critical condition. Trooper Jimmy Morgan says investigators were told Cisneros was assisting a stranded motorist in the southbound shoulder of Highway 6 when the car was struck by a southbound pickup that had veered off the driving lane.
Troopers were towed by Ms. Blevins. At the time of the crash, she was checking her mirrors, and actually, while doing so, she had drifted over the left side of the roadway.
The driver of the truck, 46-year-old Joanna Blevins of Navasota, and a passenger, an 11-year-old boy who was not identified, were taken to the med where they were treated for injuries and released. An autopsy has been ordered in the death of a Texas A&M graduate who tried to jump off the top deck of a party boat Saturday night at Lake Conroe. Witnesses told Montgomery County Constables 26-year-old Ross Lemberg hit the bottom deck and fell into the water. Brazos County Constables made a sizable drug bust Friday afternoon near the Bryan Head Start School. Precinct 2 deputies seized 9 containers of methamphetamine, which had an estimated street value of $15,000. Along with 7 bundles of cash totaling more than $2,000, 30-year-old Jason Crockett was also arrested for a parole violation from a previous conviction. Last week's A&M System Board of Regents meeting included opposition to a new building on the flagship campus. Second-year Regent Tony Busby of Houston voted against the $13 million human clinical research building on West Campus, in part because it had not been on the campus 5-year building plan.
Who prioritized this to be something that was such an exception it needed to be voted on today and amend the capital plan rather than put it into the capital plan that we are voting on today?
A&M Provost Karen Watson says the funding source could not be used in Galveston, and the new HCR building will replace space the flagship campus is leasing. In the wake of recent reports of gross mismanagement at the Veterans Administration, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan continues to press to change the employment status of senior-level workers from civil service to at will.
We've got a bill in front of the committee now. It's actually in front of my subcommittee. It's called the VA Accountability Act that gives the Secretary of the Veterans Administration almost carte blanche power to fire a sub-performing senior executive service. Now, Secretary Shinseki has pushed back on us and said he has that authority today. We're saying, well, hell, why don't you use it?
Last week, Flores was among those who voted for next year's VA funding, which he says eliminates outdated and duplicate veterans programs. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 64 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Merrymaids. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Howdy, Ags. Want to know the best gift you can give that special lady in your life? It's a professional house cleaning from Merrymaids, America's number one residential cleaning service and voted best of the Brazos for the last 6 years. Merrymaids provides gift certificates to help your special lady celebrate her birthday, Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, or to help her get the house ready for weekend guests. Call Merrymaids at 979-595-1111. Your entire house will be spotless and your lady will love it. Call Merrymaids at 595-1111 and give her one less thing to worry about.
Enjoy time outside of the kitchen this weekend. Try the Saturday and Sunday brunch at Christopher's World Grill. Mouth-watering beef tenderloin, huevos enchiladas, or Christopher's famous fried chicken and waffles, along with the signature Bloody Marys and mimosas. Brunch at Christopher's World Grill, Saturday and Sundays from 11 to 2 p.m. Remember, Christopher's World Grill for bridal showers and bridal lunches. Reservations recommended but not required. 776-2181, voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
8:09, let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. They've got a loaner program. You know, if your unit goes down, then you want to stay cool or warm, depending on the time of year. They'll hook you up to that while they fix yours. 690-2278, here's some numbers.
Plenty of sunshine continuing through today and warm this afternoon. High temperatures into the mid-80s. For tonight, it's going to be a nice evening coming up, mainly clear skies, and temperatures by early tomorrow morning back down in the middle 60s. Expect more sunshine and more warm weather coming up on Tuesday, lower to middle 80s. At night, fair, mild in the upper 60s. And for Wednesday, sunshine followed by some afternoon clouds, very warm, more humid in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So, you got any Unionceptian on you? Uninceptian?
About 4 pounds.
There you go. Scientists in Germany have created atoms of a new element they call element 117. It is the heaviest metal ever made. Uninceptian, it's a new element, temporarily being called based on the number 117, number of protons in its nucleus. The new findings confirm reports of the metal dating back to 2010 before it earns a place on the periodic table, however. It needs approval from the International Union of Pure and Applied Chemistry. The element, like all those in the atomic numbers beyond 104, isn't found naturally. It has to be made in a lab, like einsteinium and other stuff. So do you think they'll just Velcro that onto the existing periodic tables that they have in,
yep.
in post-it note chemistry rooms? McGuire and I remember Mr. Strager teaching us chemistry, and he was a pretty cool guy for a chemistry teacher.
I liked him.
Yeah, yeah, because... And then we really found out he was a cool guy after we graduated. He really was.
What?
He was a great guy. No, he was. He was a great guy.
Oh, okay.
No, it was really kind of fun because, again, chemistry was not my favorite class. I had a lot that weren't my favorite class. All right, so anyhow, Bill McGuire here this morning from the Better Business Bureau. What you got going on?
Well, we have a lot of graduations heading our way.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, May becomes the heaviest moving month of the year.
Oh, heavy moving. Got
yeah.
that. Heavy
yeah.
lifting. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
people getting ready to leave town. You and I both know that most college graduates, anyway, do not stick around Bryan College Station.
Nope.
But we get some more coming in, you know, sometime in August.
Yes, we do. Fresh money in mom's and dad's cars.
But
yeah.
May is National Moving Month, which kicks off the busiest time for Americans to change their homes. It also means unlicensed movers and dishonest scammers are waiting to take advantage of unwary consumers. So Better Business Bureau is again joining with the American Moving and Storage Association to provide important tips to keep you safe. In 2013, BBB received almost 2 million moving-related inquiries from American consumers looking for the right movers. And they also received about 9,300 complaints, so that's a lot, against movers. And most of those complaints included damaged or missing items, big price increases over the originally quoted estimates, late deliveries, and goods being held hostage. Held hostage when they get
won't
to their...
We'll give them back to you.
Yeah,
huh?
They won't give them back to you until you pay an inflated, not decided upon amount of money in addition to what you had signed the contract for. Consumers can check BBB.org for free BBB business reviews or on more than 17,000 companies that provide moving-related services. Or if it's an interstate move, turn to moving.org to find AMSA-certified pro movers. BBB and AMSA are offering these following tips. Research the company thoroughly. While state regulations vary, all interstate movers must, at a minimum, be licensed by the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration. Say that fast.
No,
five
you do
times.
It. That's all right. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And so they have to carry a unique motor carrier number that can be verified at protectyourmove.gov. Also, make sure you know whether you are dealing directly with a mover or if there's a broker involved, because that can run the amount of money up. And then get at least 3 written in home estimates. When you call somebody and they say, "Well, tell us how much stuff you got." That's usually a red flag that they're going to be a fly-by-night outfit.
Sure.
You want them to come over and eyeball your stuff, give you an in-home estimate, and get 3 of those. And they say that just taking the lowest bidder may not be the best way to go. After you get those 3 estimates, go to BBB.org or AMSA to check them out. Know your rights. If a company threatens to hold your belongings hostage, enlist the help of local law enforcement. You know, you're going to go somewhere where you don't really know anybody, so call the local cops out, and they'll come and straighten things up. Usually be all right. Consider accepting full value protection. It may cost a few dollars more, but guess what? you're purchasing full value protection from your mover means any lost or damaged articles will be repaired or replaced at the current price that you would have to buy it for if it was. Now, the minimum coverage of 60 cents per pound, as an example, will not replace a flat screen TV if it's damaged in a move. So all of these are good little tips. If you need more information on this, feel free to call the BBB, 260-2222. We'll be glad to help you.
All right, there you go. Bill McGuire here on Alternate Mondays from the Better Business Bureau. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Lonely teenagers in China who feel life is pointless and who struggle to find friends have taken to befriending companions that make no demands on them, cabbages. And the sight of them walking the cabbages is the latest way of meeting someone new. Cabbage walkers use their weird little pets as a way to start up conversations with each other.
Didn't we do this already in the 80s?
Yeah, except they were dolls. These are, I guess, real cabbages.
Real cabbages.
A psychiatrist said, it's not about finding a boyfriend or a girlfriend. It's just about having someone to talk to, share things with. A statement of youth isolated in the big cities. And, you know, it's an unfortunate thing. The idea is simple. You feel as lonely and as simple as a cabbage, and so you begin to befriend one. And, I mean, you laugh at it, but it's a sad situation. I mean, it points up a very sad situation. And
my best friend's a vegetable. Well, that's not very nice to say.
Really? Well, but, you know, they I guess, socially awkward or whatever, or not properly socialized. And, I mean, this happens in China, but I don't know that it doesn't happen all over. I mean,
those people here become DJs, though.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. But, I mean, it's not like they're living in a country where they don't know where their next meal's coming from or a lion
well,
may
no,
eat
but
them,
the,
but still.
The gender ratio is skewed there.
Yeah, that's right. That's true. That's true. A lot more guys than there are girls,
yes.
Right? Yeah. So, anyway. New type. Have we mentioned this? A new type of food delivery service in Australia, Jeffelshoots.
Mm-mm.
Jeffelshoots in Melbourne actually parachute meals to their customers. The landing zones are marked on the local sidewalks with a large X. The customers pay for their meals in advance, then wait at the designated drop locations. Have been a few glitches. Deliveries getting caught up on the sides of buildings and ending up in the hands of the wrong customers. Yeah, see. But the idea has been so popular, the owners are talking about branching out to New York City.
I'm betting there are people that are in Wyoming or several of those places where there is a lot of country between you and something else. But that's not a bad idea.
Are they doing it via drone, or are they just tossing it out a window?
Out of Jeffelshoots. I don't. Yeah,
look it up.
It says parachutes meals to their customers. But again,
I think they got to be on the top floor of a building. They're just tossing it.
Right, because the deal is, I mean, obviously there are wind currents. There's all sorts of things that you can't, you know, you can't in any way be able to compensate for as you're flying over New York City. You know, the canyons of New York. The winds kind of pick up there a little bit, I would think, and so as a result, and then, you know, do you get bullied out of the meal that you ordered too? I mean, that could be a side problem too. There it is, Jeffelshoots. It does exist. It's right there next to the sandwich toaster. Yeah, there are pictures of it. Yeah, these people seem to be dropping them from buildings. Yeah, they just drop it from buildings. And again, you know, if it's a day like today, that's pleasant enough. But you know, you have a cold, slanting rain, you're going to stand down there for a grilled cheese sandwich to be delivered by parachute? I'm just saying. I mean, you know, I don't know.
Probably no.
My thought is I wouldn't. That Boy Meets World sequel, Girl Meets World, will be premiering on June 27th on the Disney Channel. Hollywood Reporter says the Disney Channel series will have many of the stars from the original show, including William Daniels playing Mr. Feeny, Ryder Strong. Is that his real name? Cloris Leachman, Jane Lynch, Willie Garson, Charlotte Ray, Herbie Hancock. There'll be a four-hour Boy Meets World marathon to get you ready for the sequel. That's slated for Father's Day on June the 15th. In this new series, Corey and Topanga's daughter Riley and her friend Maya are attending John Quincy Adams Middle School in New York City. Corey now works as a history teacher at the school, which, of course, makes things more difficult for Riley, for all of us who know nothing about the show.
No.
Did it sound like I knew?
A little, yeah, sort of.
Well, yeah, see, I don't. Anyway, it's fine. So, believe it or not, it's Cinco de Mayo. Believe it or not, it was started by a beer company. Yes, this is the anniversary of the Battle of the Puebla back in 1862, which is kind of, you know, we were busy doing our Civil War thing. The Mexican Independence Day actually is September the 16th. But they decided even the Mexicans could give a beat down to the French because, you know, they drink wine and that kind of stuff. Anyway, what they did is they beat Emperor Maximilian back in 1863. So in the 1980s, Mexican beer distributors looked for a way to publicize their beer and decided to make the holiday an event, and they were joined by Latino groups in the U.S. who were also looking for a day of their own, once again, because St. Patrick's, you know, the Irish got one of those, and then he had Indigenous Americans Day for the Italian Americans, so they wanted their own. As a result, USA Today says that drive helped Corona become the number one imported beer, with the holiday responsible for up to 200 million bottles of Corona alone. Nowadays, the holiday has evolved into a celebration of Mexican food and culture in many cities, and that's the story. So Nachos Grande, and you know, here's the deal now is, of course, margaritas are a very popular drink in Texas, and so, you know, you're not even drinking the beer, which is the whole idea to drive the holiday, but obviously, we look for anything we can to just celebrate, because we're Americans. It's 8:22. So did you hear about George Clooney and Steve Wynn kind of having a little dust-up?
No, I did not.
George was not born with a silver spoon in his mouth, and he wants to make sure the world knows that. Back on the 24th of April, he got in a bit of a tiff with Steve Wynn, the gambling dude who sits on top of his hotels and does his commercials from there. And if you haven't seen those commercials, go look at those.
No, he stands.
Yeah. That's a scary commercial to see. Anyway. So, anyhow, what happened was he released a statement about the whole thing. George maintains that he only met Steve Wynn on three occasions, and their relationship really went south during a dinner where Mr. Wynn called President Barack Obama a body part several times. It was a derogatory term, obviously. Well, Clooney shot back that Steve Wynn, was that body part and got up and left. So the A-lister claims that he did not attend a private boys' school. He has worked on everything from construction sites to tobacco fields. He's been broke more of his life than he has been successful, and suggests that maybe Mr. Wynn should take off his, quote, red sparkly dinner jacket, roll up his sleeves every once in a while, and understand what makes the country he's actually dealing with. Okay. So Steve Wynn and George Clooney are feuding. I love when guys feud. I mean, is there anything less important than that?
Very, please. Very little.
8:23.
It's not just the big retailers like Target who get hacked and expose your personal data. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. Take a look at your television set. Notice any knobs to change the channels or the volume? Didn't think so. The remote control sure makes our lives so much easier. Well, what about backing up your computer files at work and at home? Are you still doing that manually? I use Carbonite Online Backup because I need to know that my files are being backed up to the cloud with the latest technology. Please, don't risk losing your files. Get Carbonite today and make sure your files are backed up to the cloud too, automatically and continually. And if you run a small business, or if you work at one, Carbonite will back up all your computers, servers, and external drives. For affordable cloud backup at work and at home, the only thing you need to remember is Carbonite. Start a free trial at Carbonite.com today. No credit card required. It really is a risk-free trial. And when you use promo code KIM, you get 2 free bonus months with purchase. Get Carbonite today and make sure your files are all backed up to the cloud. That's Carbonite.com, promo code Kim. After the high-profile data breaches of the big national retail chain stores like Target, you're right to be concerned about your credit and personal information. But don't stop there. You're just as exposed at the smaller local mom-and-pop stores, and maybe even more so, because large retailers are specifically targeted by hackers. You see, cyber thieves software robots scan the internet all day and night, looking for weaknesses common to small businesses and merchants. Worse yet, the smaller guys are less likely to notify you that your data might have been compromised. In many cases, they might not even know. So be sure to watch your credit card and other billing statements carefully. Stay away from debit cards that allow cyber thieves to siphon money off your checking account. Try to use only credit cards that provide you with a level of protection. Read more about data breaches and your protection, plus get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at Komando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
Target makes a change at the top. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. There's been a big shakeup at Target as the discount chain continues to deal with fallout from the massive data breach that occurred over the holidays. Target CEO Greg Steinhoffel is being replaced. Steinhoffel has been with Target for 35 years. He was promoted to chief executive 6 years ago. Steinhoffel is leaving right away. Chief Financial Officer John Mulligan will serve as interim CEO while a permanent replacement is sought. Wall Street has had high hopes for the e-commerce discount site Zulily, but the mom-focused portal has been a source of customer frustration and complaints. The Wall Street Journal says Zulily's distribution system may be its Achilles heel. Customers wait an average of 1 to 2 weeks to receive their orders. Stock market futures pointing lower ahead of the Monday session. Shares of Pfizer could be a drag on the blue chips. The drug maker's adjusted earnings topped forecasts, but revenue fell short. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
A smartphone is a pretty harmless device, unless you take one outside the U.S. without T-Mobile. Binging quietly on emails and GPS coordinates, it might run your data tab into the thousands. Smart business travelers choose T-Mobile's Simple Choice for Business plan, with unlimited global data in over 100 countries at no extra charge.
Qualifying service and capable device required. Standard speeds approximately 128 kilobytes per second. No tethering. See T-Mobile.com for full feature terms and included destinations.
You've walked through 18 open houses. Your feet hurt and your head is buzzing. Living in a van is starting to sound strangely appealing. But then you hear it. The sound of hope. Of Zillow. You glance at your phone to see a three-bedroom Craftsman in the right school district. It's perfect and it just showed up on your phone. Like magic. So sign up for mobile alerts and we'll send you homes that fit your criteria when they hit the market. And to think, you wanted to live in a van. Zillow. Find your way home.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. In my experience, most people don't expect as much as they should from their insurance agent. Your agent should be your advocate and your representative and should put your interests before his own or any insurance company's. Your agent should be a valuable and trusted resource. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, that is exactly who we are. Although we represent some of the top insurance companies in the nation, we understand that our clients are our number one priority. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station.
When it comes to the roof over your head, you can depend on Lone Star Roof Systems. Lone Star Roof Systems installs all types of roofing, including metal and tile. They provide homeowners peace of mind by exceeding manufacturer specifications, completing jobs on time, and offering lifetime material and labor warranties. Contact Lone Star Roof Systems today for a free estimate. Click MyAggieRoofer.com and vote Aggie-owned and operated Lone Star Roof Systems for best roofer in the Brazos Valley beginning June 1st at Best of the Brazos.com.
Youthful Blood. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. The blood of young animals can rejuvenate old ones, according to three new studies. In the journal Science, Harvard biologist Lee Rubin and his colleagues report connecting the circulatory systems of young and old mice. New blood vessels grew in the old mice's brains, stimulating production of new brain cells. In addition, injection of a blood factor called GDF-11, isolated from the young mouse blood, had a similar effect.
We're interested to see if GDF-11 can, in and of itself, produce cognitive improvement in aging mice. We'd also be interested in exploring its role in addressing some of the negative consequences of neurodegenerative disease.
While the work is a long way from finding use in humans, he says it demonstrates that even after brain tissue has been damaged by aging or disease, it could be at least partially restored. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
WTAW News time is 8:30. It's 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast. Coming up after the news, brought to you by Molly Maids, a clean you can trust. Good morning. I'm Patrick Ziner. A traffic advisory. 911 reports the intersection of 2818 and Leonard Road are shut down due to a crash involving a semi. Bryan police say the roads should reopen by 9:30 as they work towards clearing that crash. Brazos County Precinct 2 deputy constables watched an SUV go from one Bryan house to another that are both frequently used for illegal drug sales. After the driver was pulled over for not having his turn signal on long enough, that led to an arrest on charges of possessing $15,000 of methamphetamine within 1,000 feet of the Bryan Head Start School. 30-year-old Jason Crockett was also charged with violating parole from a prior conviction. The constables saw Crockett's SUV parked in the 400 block of East 23rd. Then he went to the 2500 block of Allen Ridge. The officer seized 9 containers of meth along with 7 bundles of cash totaling more than $2,000. Crockett told the constables the money was his inheritance from the recent passing of his grandmother. One person was killed and 3 others were injured Friday night in a 2-vehicle crash on Highway 6 south of College Station.
That we had a vehicle pull over to the improved shoulder to give aid to a motorist that had broke down. While doing so, a second vehicle in the outside lane had veered over to the improved shoulder and struck Unit 1 in the rear, causing a death of that driver.
DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says the driver of the car that pulled over to assist the stranded motorist died. He was identified as 61-year-old Pedro Antonio Cisneros of Bryan. A passenger, 54-year-old Maria Cruz of Bryan, was transported to the College Station Medical Center in critical condition. The other driver told investigators she was checking the mirrors when her pickup left the driving lane. 46-year-old Joanna Blevins of Navasota and an unidentified 11-year-old boy who was riding with her were treated at the med and released. A Texas A&M graduate is dead after trying to jump off the top deck of a party boat at Lake Conroe Saturday night. Montgomery County constables say 26-year-old Ross Lindberg of San Antonio was with a group of fraternity members. Witnesses say Lindberg hit the bottom deck of the boat, then landed in the water. Several on board were unable to save him. A member of the Texas A&M Board of Regents believes the majority is reneging on a pledge made earlier this year.
In last week's Regents meeting in College Station, approval was given on the new 5-year building program. The Galveston branch of the College Station campus is supposed to get $42 million, up from $220,000. But second-year Regent Tony Busby, who voted no, noted funding sources are not identified, nor are specific projects for Galveston.
We get lots of funding here on the main campus. How can we make sure that it doesn't stop here, that it goes south? And what we find is most of the time it stops here, and it doesn't go south.
Busby accused the board of going back on its word when they met in Galveston in late January to treat the branch as well as they treat the flagship campus. After that, Busby met with a Galveston Aggie, Bill Lyon, who died recently. Busby says Lyon was considering a scholarship gift between $100 and $300 million.
Specifically for people who had a first generation people going to college, particularly minorities and other people, lower socioeconomic class or disadvantaged. It was something very important to him, and I sat with him as he talked to me about What is your commitment? What is that board's commitment to Galveston?
Busby also voted against the new Human Clinical Research Building to be located on West Campus because it had never been on the long-range priority list. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
You'd have to go back to 1974 to find the U.S. House passing spending plans for the next fiscal year. One deals with the Veterans Administration. Something that's not included for next year is an idea supported by Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan that would give veterans a combination of public and private health care providers.
We still keep the VA infrastructure for the areas where the VA has centers of excellence, like traumatic brain injury, post-traumatic stress syndrome, crush injuries, burn injuries, polytrauma type situations. But then the rest of the system, let these patients go out into
their local communities to stick with the doctors they know.
Flores says the VA bill passed by the House provides $1.5 billion of additional spending. It includes paying for a new paperless processing system for disability claims. He also says H.R. 4486 eliminates duplicate and outdated veterans programs. Supporters of Obamacare are out with additional statistics they believe show further success of the Affordable Health Care Act. Christine Sinatra with Get Covered America shows most of who have signed up have also paid up.
Insurance companies that have shared that information have been saying that the vast majority, between 80 and 90%, have been doing that.
Sinatra also says the online registration problems were solved, allowing the last enrollees to spend less than 1 hour to get through the application process. The next open enrollment period starts in November. And an update on the traffic advisory from the top of the news. Bryan Police ask you to avoid Harvey Mitchell at Leonard Road for the next hour. At about 4:40 this morning, an 18-wheeler rolled over the northbound lanes at Harvey Mitchell. The roadway is still shut down, and they expect to have it cleaned up in the next hour to about 45 minutes to an hour. Again, avoid Harvey Mitchell and Leonard Road at this time if possible. We'll have WTAW news time is 8:35. It's 65 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. We'll have more news at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Molly Maid would like to remind everyone that it is Best of the Brazos time. Put the most trusted name in professional home cleaning to work for you. The cleaning pros at Molly Maid will clean your home, leaving you plenty of time to cast votes for all your favorites. Taking care of America's homes for more than 30 years. Call Molly Maid today. 693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com. And don't forget to vote for your Best of the Brazos.
Plumbing problems? Every home or business has them at some point. Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC's highly experienced plumbing specialists can tackle any plumbing issue, from leaks and drain clogs to fixture replacements and water heater installations. Best of all, our plumbing specialists are fully licensed and available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For residential or commercial plumbing needs, ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
The most competitive season of The Voice yet is down to the final eight. With can't-miss live performances from next season's new coaches, Pharrell and Gwen Stefani. Then, with only two episodes of The Blacklist left, Red faces his deadliest enemy.
His plan doesn't care how many people die, as long as I'm one of them.
The Voice Live and The Blacklist, tonight beginning at 8, 7 Central on NBC.
It all begins at 7, followed by KAG's HD News at 10.
They're everywhere, but are e-cigarettes as healthy as some people think?
I would still be smoking cigarettes if it were not for this.
Smokers say they breathe better and have more stamina, but doctors are cautious.
While it appears to be safer than traditional cigarettes, we do not know for a fact that it is.
And the government wants its say.
I'm all about the FDA getting involved.
Tonight at 10, KXHD News' Ashley Allen helps us sort it out, only on KXHD News.
It's 8:37, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Plenty of sunshine continuing through today and warm this afternoon. High temperatures into the mid-80s for tonight. It's going to be a nice evening coming up, mainly clear skies, and temperatures by early tomorrow morning back down in the middle 60s. Expect more sunshine and more warm weather coming up on Tuesday, lower to middle 80s at night, fair, mild in the upper 60s. And for Wednesday, sunshine followed by some afternoon clouds, very warm, more humid in the upper 80s. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, it's time for download this app. It's a new app that's called Sick Weather. Sick Weather.
Sick Weather.
Yep, notifies you whenever you come near somebody who may sneeze on you. Sick Weather works by using social media content, Facebook statuses, tweets, and any runny noses create a real-time map for you. Okay. May sound unreliable, but as it turns out, using social media to track illness in the vicinity where you are is actually more accurate than one might think. Through this map, it alerts you whenever someone near you is suffering from a certain illness.
I don't know how this works.
Hmm.
Allowing you to take whatever necessary precautions you choose. Slap on that gauze mask. Sick weather also allows you to self-report your own illnesses, giving one the added social responsibility to not infect others around you.
Oh, well, that could be beneficial, though, if you're going to play hooky.
Okay, could do that. Exactly right. Exactly right.
Just one more. No, I've been sick for several days.
Right. By the way, just in a kind of a turbivillion moment here earlier today.
Wow, I like that.
Yeah, when I mentioned I didn't have a debit card, which brought stunned silence from YouTube. got not one but two calls from people who likewise did not have.
Yes, but you do have a wallet.
I do.
But and not
I,
two.
I only have one. Exactly. don't do the backup wallet thing, too. But I'm just saying it was a little bit different. Just a little different. So, do you want to be seen as intelligent?
Oh, no, go ahead and make it down my answer.
Start using your middle initial in writing. A study finds that doing so boosts positive evaluations of people's intellectual capabilities and achievements.
That old Hunter S. Thompson.
Exactly, yeah. The study authors reached their conclusion after giving subjects a scientific article attributed to, variously, David Clark, David F. Clark, David F.P. Clark, or David F.P.R. Clark. Okay? The David F.P.R. Clark fared best. Really? In subjects' assessment of the author's ability, while David F. Clark beat out just plain old David Clark. Why didn't they have him do a Dave Clark? You know, just Dave Clark.
Dave Clark 5.
Well, maybe so. I guess so. Anyway, the study run by researchers Wijnad A.P. Van Tilburg and Eric R. Igu focus on writing. Another study on names, ease of pronunciation also influenced a reader's thinking. Test subjects were given trivia statements like giraffes are the many mammals that cannot jump. Or excuse me, the only animals that cannot jump. The only animals that cannot jump, which is not true because elephants can't jump either, can they? Anyway.
And if they could, you'd know.
That's right, and associated them with various names. The statements linked to the names considered easier to pronounce were more trusted by subjects. Oh. Okay, would this, we don't need any more, but would this be two other places where people could stand and talk about critical thinking is going away in America?
To yes. See what Putin guy said, yeah. Giraffe cannot jump.
Yeah. A study on company names had similar results. Firms with easy-to-pronounce names apparently do better in the stock market. Oh, man. Are we lambs to the slaughter or what?
Oh, lemmings.
Yes, exactly. Lemmings to the sea. Would you like to photograph the Upper Yosemite Falls by drone? Attach a GoPro to your newly acquired drone and just have at it, capturing the views that Ansel Adams would envy? Yep, you can't do that, though. Because it turns out use of unmanned aircraft systems, drones, is prohibited in Yosemite National Park. And the rule was shared in the National Park Service news release published on Friday. The release explains why using the unmanned aerial vehicles to capture the park from a unique vantage point is a no-go. The park has experienced an increase in visitors using drones within the park's boundaries over the last few years. Drones have been witnessed filming climbers ascending climbing routes, filming above treetops, filming aerial footage of the park. Drones are extremely noisy and can impact the natural soundscape as well. Drones also impact the wilderness experience for many other visitors, creating an environment that is not conducive to wilderness travel. Well, let's see. Can people still use their smartphones when they're in the national parks? Because that can injure the soundscape as well. Hello.
No, Mr. DeLucia.
Yeah.
You're the obvious exception to that study about last names.
Oh,
And I do hope you sign your middle initial.
Scott actually is the middle name, so there you go. Just saying, you know. Anyway, that's true. I didn't change my name a long time ago, and I'm not going to now.
Engelbert Scott DeLucia.
Right, exactly.
That's
be perfect.
Wow.
Anyway, Additionally, drones can have a negative impact on wildlife nearby. Really. Especially sensitive nesting peregrine falcons on the cliff walls.
I'll buy that.
That may well be.
The soundscape part.
Yeah.
They're noisy.
I would agree that that's, quiet is something that is getting harder and harder to find.
Absolutely.
And so you can do that. I still have a quiet place I can go, and I'm not telling you where it is. So but it is. It's kind of neat. You can just go and listen to the wind going through the trees. You hear an airplane every once in a while, but that's about it. All right, so in a recent survey of people in Sweden, Japan, and Canada, these people were more likely to know this than U.S. American people, okay? They studied people, and people in Sweden, Japan, and Canada were more likely to know this fact than U.S. people. And the answer is the population of the United States.
Well, we's all ignorant Americans.
Well, you know, we're doing everything we can to make sure that continues. Because, okay, so as long as their name is easy to pronounce, okay,
yep,
then we can do that.
Yep.
And as long as it's easy to pronounce, we'll believe almost anything they say.
Well,
and
we don't like them foreigners.
No, we don't. And even though they may know more than we do, but that's
all the more reason not to like them.
That's exactly right. So as a result, I'm glad that we U.S. Americans can continue to be who we are.
The Austin American.
Oh, I'm not going to listen to that commercial.
All 150 million of us, right?
Yeah, it's almost that many.
150.
It is. Yeah.
Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map.
Yeah.
Why do you think this is?
I personally believe
that U.S. Americans are
all stupid.
To do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and
right.
I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere, like such as, and
such as.
I believe that
wow.
they should, our education over here
yeah.
in the U.S. should help the U.S., or should help South Africa, and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future
yeah.
for our children.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
so.
Okay.
The guy saying thank you very much. I want to see his face on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway. Oh my God! I really graduated.
He gets paid no matter what.
Yeah.
All right. So 8:46. All right. Now help me with this, if you can. I do not get this whole Spider-Man thing. I mean, the numbers are just amazing. It's, like the first two have made $750 million or something. I mean, it's incredible. So we got Amazing Spider-Man 2 that opened up, and $92 million spent on that over the weekend.
Okay.
Can you explain to me what the allure is?
It's the purest form of escape.
Okay. Well, you know, it's interesting because they come out, and Captain America came in at number 4. And I saw yesterday a deal on TV about all the new movies that are going to come out, and we're going to have another Transformer movie. There'll be 3 of those. And I don't know. I mean, I guess there's a story involved, right? That probably helps some on the Spider-Man deal. And am I right to say that the Transformers is just to watch those things change from one thing to another? Because one of my kiddos really like Transformers. I understand, you know, the attraction to the toy. But can you give me the idea of what the allure of the movie would be? I mean, because after that thing changes from a such and such to a whatchamacallit once, where do we go after that?
Well, it's the thought-provoking plot lines.
That's what I mean. Yeah, I'm sure. Without a doubt.
And the riveting content
yeah.
and the dialogue
right.
that keeps you through the rest of the movie.
And what I'm understanding, again, I haven't seen anything but just the shortest little snippet like 5 seconds of the new Godzilla is that Godzilla is far less violent than Godzilla used to be. And if you'll remember, that used to be the big deal, you know, this death ray that came out of his mouth or something that blew stuff up, and now he seems to be kinder and gentler. Oh, good. Here comes Ben to help me out with this, because I don't get it.
You are so old.
Old, I know.
You're how exactly old right. are you?
Yeah. He is so old that, first of all, he doesn't have a debit card, which is a revelation today that I can't get out of my mind. And the second thing is, it's not the little critters changing. I mean, that's cool and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. But stuff blows up really good.
Yeah.
And it's there's a lot hanging in the balance. There's the future of the earth and will the guy get the girl? And the girl's not bad.
Yeah.
So this last one, who was the first one? The first quote unquote girl in
That one.
Yeah, the one that was drop dead gorgeous that everybody hates and can't
ScarJo?
No.
I don't know.
It escapes me.
Yeah, go look it up. It's all right. If only there were a way. So the
first one, I mean, you know, she was probably one of the hottest women in America for two or three times, and then finally someone taught her how to read, and she read that she was, and so they fired her because she was impossible to work with after that.
Yeah.
Megan Fox.
Thank you. Yeah, I know. Exactly.
Not a fan.
Yeah. Well, no one is after they met her. Anyway, tell me I'm lying.
Yeah.
Anyway. And it's just stuff blows up great. But there is a limit.
Right.
After Man of Steel came out, people were actually pronouncing the phrase, there's too much stuff blew up. I mean, they just, the big fight in New York City was pretty cool looking and everything. But
they almost destroyed the entire city,
No, that was Avengers. I know which one. I mean, they nearly destroyed them both, but I know which one you're talking about.
Hello.
Hey, Scott, the first girl was Samantha Fox.
Yep, got it. Thank you. Okay, there we are. He knew.
Well, it wasn't Samantha Fox.
It was Megan Fox.
Samantha Fox was a porn star in the 90s.
She was a singer.
Yeah, sure.
Sure she was.
No, she was, and she was a Page 8 girl. I don't know that she did adult films.
Training films.
You know, with a name like Samantha Fox, there may have been others.
Because Naughty Girls Need Love, too. That was her hit.
A year ago this week, the number one movie was Iron Man 3.
And that was one of the greats. Yep. It was absolutely great.
5 years ago.
You would actually like that one a little
bit. Well, I like him.
Because it had a surprise.
Had a little surprise ending? Okay. 5 years ago this week, the number one movie was X-Men Origins Wolverine.
I didn't like that.
10 years ago, this week, the number one movie was Mean Girls.
Well, that's a classic.
Yeah. It really is.
And then 20 years ago,
tragic outcomes though with those actresses.
Yeah,
some of the actresses.
Yeah. 20 years ago this week, the number one movie was Four Weddings and a Funeral.
Sorry, my phone's ringing. My apologies. I came into the studio and forgot to turn it off.
And he yells at you for that, Scott.
It's from the radio station they're calling me.
Well, who is it?
I don't know. Let's see.
Okay. I'll take this phone call over here. Hi there.
As far as Scott not having a debit card, that's because all the rich folks who have all that money in their pocket don't need a debit card.
So now you use rich folks, Scott.
Anyway, all right, it's about 8 minutes till Ben's taking a phone
call. When it comes to the roof over your head, you can depend on Lone Star Roof Systems. Lone Star Roof Systems installs all types of roofing, including metal and tile. They provide homeowners peace of mind by exceeding manufacturer specifications, completing jobs on time, and offering lifetime material and labor warranties. Contact Lone Star Roof Systems today for a free estimate. Click MyAggieRoofer.com and vote Aggie-owned and operated Lone Star Roof Systems for best roofer in the Brazos Valley, beginning June 1st at bestofthebrazos.com. Hall of Fame coach R.C. Slocum on why you should choose Caldwell Country.
I feel good about Caldwell Country because people come up to me all the time and tell me what great deals they got when they came out here. To me, over the years, people have always meant a lot to me, and I've known the principals out here for a long time, and I feel good about them as people, and that's why I was willing to become associated with Caldwell Country. I think you ought to come to Caldwell Country because we make the best deals here.
Caldwell Country Chevrolet and Rockdale Country Ford, just a conversation away.
What do you get when you add a new store with helpful employees, thousands of energy-saving CFLs, LEDs, and other light bulbs, plus a huge selection of batteries for things like laptops, cell phones, and cars to a neighborhood near you? The grand opening of Batteries Plus Bulbs. Don't miss that grand opening savings at our newest Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Visit the new Batteries Plus Bulbs in Bryan for incredible grand opening savings. Located at the corner of Villa Maria and 2818 in front of the new Walmart.
Hi, I'm David Schulte.
Need a new roof, but it's just not in the budget? No problem. Schulte Roofing offers 100% financing with choices of 6 and 12 month, no interest and no payments, or we can finance your roof for 36, 48, or 60 months. Payments can start as low as $195 per month. Call us today. We have a roof to fit every budget.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
There's big news at Subway Restaurants, announcing the $5.75 Fresh Value Meal of the Day. Now, every day, 7 days a week, you can enjoy a regular 6-inch sub, chips, and a 21-ounce drink for just $5.75. So pick out your favorite sub. Turkey breast and Black Forest ham on Monday, Italian BMT on Thursday, or tuna on Friday. The Fresh Value Meal of the Day, just $5.75 every day of the week. Subway, eat fresh. For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Additional charge for extras, plus tax when applicable. Excludes premium and supreme sub. See store for details.
Nobody does steak and cheese like Subway. Stop by today for a tasty trio of steak subs that covers the full spectrum of flavor. Our Hunger Bustin' Steak and Bacon Melt is always a classic. Or kick it up a notch with the Chipotle Steak and Cheese. And if you want to bring the heat, try the Sriracha Steak Melt. Each member of this toasty trio is topped with melty cheese on your choice of freshly baked bread. Treat your taste buds at Subway today. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
5 till News Talk 1620, WTAW, the KAMU auction. Of course, we wrapped it up as we always do because we are the best at it.
We aren't bad.
Yeah, we do bad. Okay. We've done it a while. Yeah,
we don't
anyway,
stink at that.
Ben bailed early.
Yes, he did.
You know.
I wasn't there. It's official. Right. I was there. I was just answering the phone. You know, that's a job where you just bite your lip.
Uh-huh.
Ma'am, I will take your bid, but there are 3 hours left on this $5,000 item. Yeah. Upping your bid by $5 is probably not going to hold, yep. And I'm having to use up part of a pencil to write it down.
That's right, yeah. You're taking up time. I could be drinking something.
Yeah.
Not on
camera, sir.
No, that's right. But anyway, but you left, and then Saturday you had a wing ding to go to.
I did. Yeah. I was winging and dinging with my betters. I was at Founders Day for Lemonade Day down in Houston. They had a rather elaborate soiree at the Founders home, and that was nice. Now, you asked me earlier, as if to make a point about irony.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Was there lemonade served there?
No, and there was a reason.
Okay.
They said, you're going to have all you want tomorrow.
Yeah.
And we did. And it was, there were a lot of things. We were on a bus with people from, we being me and Lil. We were on a bus with people from L.A. and San Francisco and New York.
Was the bus going cross-country and it stopped here? What?
No.
Those people from Los Angeles had to be tired.
Oh. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, you're a funny man. Anyway, and so they would take us to these. We went to Discovery Green down in Houston and bought, saw some Aggies selling lemonade.
Great.
And bought some lemonade there. Mm-hmm. And then we went over to Navigation Street for the Navigation. It was a party. I mean, it was an absolute party. They had mariachi music. They had like 30 little lemonade day booths all set up and everything. And I was keeping in touch up here because your friends at Byron Broadcasting had three teams.
Yeah.
Not just one team or two teams. We had three teams of people armed with ones and fives going out into the community. We have a stack of cups outside my door. It's about 12 feet tall. So I said those are the receipts. Bring them back.
And, well, but we had we had good weather for it, which was good. You know, we had control over. It was a little bit warm, which is a good thing. You know, if you're having
Lemonade.
Yeah, having lemonade.
Lemonade Day was another success. Yes. I think we put this one in the wing column.
So now what?
I get to be here next year, though.
Okay. Now how many? How many years has this been going on?
Six years or something. I'm not big on details.
I
sit there and I listen, and I'll have the hors d'oeuvres. But I think it's 6 years ago.
Okay.
But it started because a guy wouldn't let his daughter buy a turtle. And,
really?
Yeah, and trust me, he's a rich guy. He can afford the turtle.
Okay.
She said, okay, we're going to do a lemonade stand. He didn't really understand that it was so she could get money to buy the turtle, but they did. Right down there on Memorial Drive, they set up a lemonade stand, and that's when they discovered location, location, location.
Yeah.
So they moved to a place where the traffic was less than about 60 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And the rest is capitalist.
Well, you know,
history.
Thank God they didn't have an HOA full of a bunch of old folks who wouldn't let that happen. That's the first thing I think of.
I know, but you and I think in that way.
Yeah.
There are actually, they if you sign up for Lemonade Day, you actually get a reprieve from the health department down in Houston also.
Wow.
No.
Yeah, that is, so that's
very nice.
Yeah, it's all set up.
They recognize entrepreneurship is something that we have to kind of nurture this day and time. It's this is not the Wild West anymore. Mm-hmm. And there are ways for people to get by without having to without the sweat of their brow. And so when we can encourage